Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Canterbury Retail India Limited Q1 FY27 conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer. The presentation which Canterbury Retail India Limited has uploaded on the stock exchange and their website, including the discussion during this conference call, contain or may contain certain forward-looking questions concerning Canterbury Retail India Limited business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual result could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference to Mr. Vijay Bansal, CMD Canterbury Retail India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Canterbury Retail India Limited, I extend a warm welcome to all participants joining us for the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. Joining me today are Mr. Deepak Bansal, Whole-time Director, Mr. Basant Goyal, Whole-time Director, Mr. Surendran Nigam, Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Poonam Chahal, Company Secretary, and our Investor Relations Advisors from Mercury Capital. We trust you had the opportunity to review our Q1 FY27 results. The earnings presentation and financial statements are available on the stock exchanges and the company's website. Financial year 2026 marked a year of record performance for the company, driven by strong execution, expanding market presence, and our sustained consumer demand across our products portfolio. Building on this foundation, we have entered FY27 with renewed momentum, delivering a strong Q1 FY27 that underscores the resilience of our business model and the effectiveness of our long-term growth strategy. During Q1, the company reported healthy revenue growth and maintained industry-leading operating margins, reflecting disciplined cost management and scale efficiencies. Same-store sales growth remained positive at 4.04%, highlighting strong consumer traction, improving store productivity, and the enduring strength of our brand across markets. Over the past 5 years, we have consistently delivered robust financial results, achieving revenue CAGR of 22% and PAT CAGR of 26%, demonstrating the strength of our operating model and our commitment to profitable, sustainable value creation. With a strong brand foundation, a dedicated team, and a favorable industry outlook, we are confident in our ability to achieve new milestones in FY27 and continue creating lasting value for our all stakeholders. I now hand over the call to Mr. Surendran Nigam for giving update on the financial and operational performance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, and a warm welcome to everyone. Standalone performance highlights for Q1 FY27. Revenue from operations for Q1 FY27 grew by 13% to 178.8 crores as compared to 158.7 crores in Q1 FY26. EBITDA for Q1 FY27 grew by 21% to 59.4 crores as compared to 49 crores in Q1 FY26. EBITDA margin for Q1 FY27 improved to 33.2% as compared to 30.8% in Q1 FY26. PAT margin for Q1 FY27 grew by 11% to 16.3 crores as compared to 14.7 crores in Q1 FY26. PAT margins for quarter one FY27 stood at 9.1% as compared to 9.2% in Q1 FY26. On the operational front, we continue to scale efficiency with a total of 667 stores across the country, covering a total retail area of 9.42 lakh sq ft. These results affirm the strength of our business model and our ability to drive consistent high-quality growth. With this, we may now begin the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Jain from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I just have a couple of questions.
Sir, your voice is not clear. Can you please be a little loud?
Am I audible? Hello?
Yeah.
So first, how the monthly cost is seen in.
Not clear, sir. Not clear. The question is not clear.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Mohit Jain. Your voice is not clear. Can you please return to the question queue? We take the next question from the line of Disha from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello? Am I audible, sir?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Couple of questions. So firstly, on our gross margin, we've seen gross margin expansion both on a YoY basis and on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So what has led to this increase? Was it because of the mix? If you could just elaborate a bit more on that.
So this is a combination of a little bit of mix and some inflation correction, right? So the normal inflation correction plus the mix has also been changed. So it is a mix of many things, I would say. So broadly, it's a mixed product mix as well as some inflation correction.
Do we expect these margins to sustain from there?
Absolutely. We are working on our annual target, right? So a couple of quarters, it may be up and down, but overall target of maintaining the average annual margin of 50% is absolutely on track.
Okay. And EBITDA, we're guiding for 28%-30%, but this quarter, we've done 33%.
Yeah. This quarter is 33% because of Ind AS impact is done because we are opening the bigger stores now. So yes, 30%+, not what we delivered last financial year. It has to be maintained, and it will maintain.
Okay, sir. And so in terms of our growth, I think we're targeting 20% sort of annual growth for this year. So what are the key growth drivers that?
Yeah. 1,000 crore is on track.
Which categories are you seeing the most traction, sir?
Categories are the same: men's, ladies, kids, and accessories. So all the categories are growing equally. But the growth drivers for achieving the 20% growth will be the new stores and the same-store sale growth and the online sale growth.
And so what will be the total same-store growth we'll be targeting for this year?
We expect it to be around 5%.
For the entire year?
For the entire year.
What sort of store openings are in pipeline for the second quarter?
So we expect to open around 28-30 stores in the Q2.
Okay. 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 Yeah. That is it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, team, and congrats on a good set of performance. So my first question is that this time around, there was a minimum wage hike in the state of Haryana and UP. So did this have any impact in terms of our employee cost?
Yeah. We have taken that impact. So whatever the salary and wages cost has been there in our P&L side, that has all been included. Some impact is there, yes, because around 30%-35% hike was there in Haryana, and our factory is also there, right? So that impact has been considered.
So from here on, we don't see any impact, right? The full impact has been taken in the first quarter.
Full impact of the quarter has been taken, and month-on-month basis, that this impact, what is there in the Q1, would be continuing. There is no additional impact or any big impact. This has already been taken in the quarter, and that will be continued.
Secondly, sir, we had given this 25 crore loan to some real estate developer in the month of March. Has any of this come back? Because I believe this may not be the appropriate capital allocation from your side. So if you can just give us some update on that front.
Yes, sir. On the basis of feedback, we have taken back in Q1 itself 10 crore out of 25 crore. And whatever is remaining is only 15 CR, which was due, and that will be written back in a due course of time. Already 10 CR before plan has been taken one in Q1 itself.
So by when do we expect the balance 15 crore to come back?
The end date is around February. So before February, it would be closed.
And we will not engage into such kind of transactions in the future, right? We can basically...
Yeah, we have got a very good interest earning income on this, but the larger impact is there. So obviously, this is not going to be.
Okay, okay. The last question is that if you look at your store square feet expansion, we've seen a significant expansion of about 13%. But if you look at the volume growth, it has been about 7-odd%. So when do we expect the volume growth to start sort of coming back? I believe that the market environment may not be conducive, but this time around in the second half, do we expect that the volume growth can have a good comeback, especially led by the winter season, etc.?
So this time the Diwali is late. Last year we had Diwali in the mid-October, and this time Diwali is around on 10th November. So
right.
We expect Q3 the volume growth will be seen. In Q2, I don't think there will be much volume growth.
Okay, so second half will be stronger as compared to first half. That we can go by that assumption, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So as just these are the, for more clarification, we are opening like Q2 many stores. So obviously the quarter which has been opening, it started giving the output in the second quarter or third quarter. So highly expected for winter season and H2.
Great. Thank you very much, and thanks for the clarification on the loan outstanding. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you so much, Bhargav.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Jain from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Apologies on the previous network issue. I had just a couple of questions. How much are we seeing the raw material inflation cost impact, and are we able to pass this on in terms of increasing sale price?
Yeah, raw material prices have increased like in the range of 10%, and we are passing it to the customers. We are not absorbing it, and there is no impact on the sales due to the passing of the prices to the customer. So, but we expect this correction to happen soon because as the things get sorted out at the world level, the prices will see further correction in the raw material prices.
Got it, sir. And sir, in this quarter, our SSG growth was around 4%. Do we see improvement going forward to reach our annual target of 5%?
Yeah, we expect to see our target of 5% annually.
And how are we seeing the current quarter progressing in terms of demand?
Right now the July was having moderate numbers, not great numbers. But this time the Raksha Bandhan is on 20th August, and last year Raksha Bandhan was on 10th August. So definitely the festive sale has got postponed. So it's too early to comment on the current quarter.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best for the coming quarters. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Reminder for all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Chitendra, so an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir.
So am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So my first question is regarding that on a broad level, if you compare.
Not audible, sir. Not audible. Not audible, sir.
Now? What about now?
Slightly, you repeat the question, please.
Yeah, on a broad level, if you see our business on a 5-year horizon, the gross profit margin has increased steadily. But on the other hand, the same number has not been translated into cash. Any specific reason for that?
So what I understood, your question is our gross margin has been improved, but our PAT margin has not been improved in proportion, right? So you are talking about quarter or annual basis?
No, annually, on a 5-year horizon,
Sorry, didn't get. What is that?
On a 5-year basis, like from 2022 to 2026, like financial year 2022 to financial year 2026.
Last 5-year horizon, what are you saying? So if you have seen from last 4-5 years, so we were always been operating approximately 55 to 50. Yeah, 60%, right? However, if you've seen, our PAT in absolute term has been proportionately got doubled, right? There was a challenging year by the FY24, where we have seen a downside in the profit. So that has been covered back as well. Now our PAT from 10% to 9% was the earlier range has reached to plus 11%. And we are going forward expecting is approximately 12%, 11 to 12%. So on those numbers, because we were expecting the gross margin maintained at a 59-60% level because of increase in e-commerce, this may be a couple of percent hit would have been there. So 12% is an ideal number in terms of maintaining PAT margin, which we are working.
Okay, understood. So my next question is that, so on a broad...
Sir, Avaaz is clear and your voice is not getting at all.
So I hope now it's clear, right?
Your question is not clear, sir.
Yeah. Now the voice is clear, right?
Not clear. Not getting.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to say, if on the headline numbers, like we have grown at a 26 CAGR for PAT level and plus 20 CAGR in top line. On the other hand, if we see the kind of return on capital employed that our business is currently showing has downgraded significantly. That the main component that is letting it do that is inventory. So are we doing something so that the inventory is kind of like the inventory days or inventory churn becomes faster or anything, if you can throw some light on it?
So I think the 2-3 points you have highlighted. Number one is ROC, then it is coming back to inventory days. So how we are optimizing it, right? So if you have seen, when we are talking about our FG inventory, last year it was 121 days. That is FY25. We have managed it to 114 days in FY26. Our working capital, which was approximately 110, that has come down to approximately 100 days. So we keep on working on it. But the ideal number, as in our earlier commentary also clarified many times, that what the pieces were required for a square foot. So on this basis, the ideal number is 120 days internally. However, we worked on and make it to 114 days in terms of finished goods inventory last year. We are planning to make it more, 110 days across, but that is somewhere in between 110 days to 120 days, couple of days here and there would have been there. So these are the ideal numbers in terms of considering our store opening, store sizes per square foot requirement, which we are going to maintain. And ROC is approximately 40%. That is the number which would have been there.
Okay. Understood. So thank you for the clarification.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. To ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Anupama from Ratna Traya Capital. Please go ahead.
We just wanted to know what is the SSG growth that you are seeing for long-term basis, like 3 to 5 years?
Yeah. Medium to long-term, what would be the expectation on SSG?
So we are always been focusing on SSG of approximately 5 to 6%. First quarter also did it. So that is the number we are continuously want to deliver.
Okay. And is there a point of time beyond which you actually shut down your an existing store, sir?
We have agreement renewed from 9 to 12 years. So most OP stores get renewed after the 9 years also. Yes, but every year some stores get closure due to the performance or the market get outdated or some franchisee issue erupts up. So around 20-25 stores get closed every year. But I think that's a nominal, normal number. It's nothing abnormal about the closures.
Okay, got it. And you from what I understood, you were saying you expect the raw material prices to fall. Is that the right expectation? Did I hear it right?
So earlier the raw material prices have increased around 20-25%. Now their correction of around 10-15%. Only 10% hike is there from the earlier figures. So we expect that this 10% should also come down.
Okay. I was just double clicking on this because the cotton prices seem to have shot up and they have not backed off. So is there any particular basis on which we are saying the RM prices will fall?
No, please come again. I didn't get your question.
I think the cotton prices have been up significantly. So, is there any particular reason why we are saying ki the prices will fall off now?
So, cotton prices also have increased around 10 to 12% only. So there is isn't beyond 15% increase. 10 to 15% increase is there in the cotton prices. So
okay.
10. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Thakkar from Yes Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi. So my question is a little on the competitive side and the brand specifically. What I wanted to know is how do we compare with the new age fast fashion brands and online only D2C sort of brands that have come up, and what makes Cantabile brand competitiveness so strong that a customer will only come to a Cantabile store for certain products and not go to other brands?
So the new age brands, what we are making is the basic casuals, basic formals. We are not making the high fashion and the loud fashion garments. So when it comes to new age brands also, they have also a collection which cater to the basic fashion. Means they around their 50 to 60% collection is also about the collection which we are making. Only around 40% collection is what is different from them. So we have our own customer base, 25 years base we have, and these people, new age brands are mostly catering to the generation Z, and we have the middle aged customers also. So naturally there will be some difference in the collection, but yes, around 50 to 60% collection is same in the new age brands also.
Okay. And what other brand initiatives are we taking to, you know, premiumize our brand, or are we going to be a price sensitive sort of a player all the time going ahead?
So customer, we are not turning to premiumization. So our ASP is around 1100 rupees and we want to maintain the same kind of every selling price.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. That is from my time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. To ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Chindanandan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
So following up the last question, that we can see the numbers, our business is currently doing great and it's running smooth oil and all good. But are you planning to do something like to boost our growth? Like we can see our share price has been flattened for last 2 years or so. So we need to do something extra, right? So are you planning to do it, or we are absolutely certain about not doing anything else?
Sir, you are not at all audible.
Hello.
So my entire question was not audible, right?
You are not audible at all.
Sir, you are not audible.
Now, if I am clear, audible, right? Not clear.
Very little, very little, very little.
Okay, I'll join back with you. Thank you.
The voice is cracking up big time.
The current participant has left the queue. The next part,
okay.
We take the next question from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. In your opening remarks, you mentioned that you are opening larger stores. So is it possible to highlight what is the increase in terms of square footage in the new stores which you are opening? I believe at Karol Bagh also you've opened a very large store. And with this increase in store sizes, are you seeing any change in your merchandise in terms of average bill value or mix in terms of rising female share, child share, etc., etc.?
So, yes, our store size is continuously increasing, Bhargavji. Last year, we ended up, if you see, last to last year, 1,300 average size. But for last 2 years, 1,700 square feet of average store. In Q1, our average size of opening store is 1,810. And we are expecting more bigger stores opening in Q2 as well. So our size is continuously increasing. So average size by the end of this financial year, we are expecting approximately 1,500 square feet per store.
Okay, understood. Secondly, sir, if you look at your repeat sales, it is closer to 50%. Are we doing anything to reward those loyal customers through any loyalty program?
We are not planning to have point-based loyalty program because Canterbury is most of the time offering the bundle offers. So, combining the points with the bundle in the long run. So we have always prevented ourselves from launching the point-based program. But yes, we have the ability, we have the system in place to get it done anytime. So when we feel there is a need to launch the point-based program, definitely we will do.
No, because, sir, if you look at your gross margins are far superior compared to the other peers. You're operating at virtually 60%-75% gross margins on an average. So, I mean, does it not make sense to slightly compromise on gross margins and focus more on revenue growth by rewarding the loyal customers?
So we take your suggestion in a positive manner. We will give a thorough deliberation on it. But we need some time to decide.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Niril from Awriga. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So my question is, on your inventory part, how much of your inventory is less than 1 year old, between 1 to 3 years, and more than 3 years old?
So out of our total inventory, my inventory at fresh store, that is less than 1 year, is approximately 75%. And my 1 to 3 year inventory is approximately, out of my total inventory, is approximately 20%. And we are just keeping approximately 5% more than 3 years, which is mainly on the Super Factory outlet.
Okay. And sir, just one more question from my side. Of the stores which you have opened prior to 3 years, what is the average sales in that stores and is the rate which is going on over the new stores which are opening?
So I didn't get the store name. Which store you are talking about?
So, for example, if you had 100 stores 3 years back and you added 30 stores in the last 3 years, so of the total sales you have, what amount of those sales is coming from the 100 stores? The stores opened 3 years back.
What you are saying, probably what I'm getting, because there is a huge disturbance in line. What I see.
Achha.
You are comparing 3 years old store versus last 3 years opened store.
Yes, yes. I am just comparing. What is the sales which you have? What is the sales run rate of the store which has been opened 3 years back, and what is the current run rate of the stores? Those stores.
So we store needs 2 to 2.5 years to get mature. Yes, the stores which are opened 3 years ago have bigger sales than the stores which are newly opened. So there must be around a difference of 20.
Yeah. So our average sale for the store, if you see by FY26, was 1.26 year. That is our average stores, right? It includes all 1 year store, 2 year store, 3 year and 3 year plus store. If I'll bifurcate it, my average sale of all put together, few stores, maybe 5 CR, 8 CR, but if I'll take it average, my complete matured stores must be given 1.5. Exact data I'm not available. I can share you separately. 1.5 CR, and obviously the new store which has been only 1 year, less than a 1 year or 1.5 year, it would be 1 CR. So there is a difference of approximately, you can say, 10 to 15% in this range. However, if you want the exact data, that we can share separately.
Sure. Thanks a lot. That is from my side.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Yash Tawani from Code Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, just wanted to understand one thing. So as it's been many years to us in the business and the profitability over the last 5 years has been very good and going in a great rate. But looking at the franchise, the FOFO model count, like the last, like the FY23 count for the franchise has been 130 stores, and today it's sitting at, the count was 178 stores, and today sitting at 130 stores. Just wanted to get a sense on, as the profitability for us has been so good, and the business model is tested enough, so why, are we not focusing on expanding FOFO, that is one, or what's stopping us to expand the FOFO? Because like, if the profitability good and from a business model perspective, it should incline more people to get and enroll on the FOFO model, and it's good from company perspective because we expand on an asset-light model and from an incremental return perspective also. So what is the picture going on that angle? So just wanted to get an understanding there.
So we are opening bigger stores now, and bigger get deposits. So franchisees are not very comfortable in the tier 3 towns doing the big investment only stores. So earlier we were opening small stores, and our majorly stores are in the tier 2 towns and beyond. So we don't have much franchisees in that category available who are able to do big investment in the large format stores.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya from Mode Food Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hi, sir, just one question. The company has reiterated its revenue target of 1,000 crores for FY27. However, based on the Q1 FY27 growth over Q1 FY26, and assuming quarterly growth rate trends similar to the historical growth seen in FY25 over 24, the implied full year revenue appears to fall short of this target. So could you elaborate on the key drivers or initiatives that give you the confidence in achieving this 1,000 crore revenue?
So we have opened around 27,000 square feet in Q1, and we expect to open 55,000 to 60,000 square feet in Q2. So that is more than double square feet we are planning to open in Q2. So we will be able to recover the shortfall we have seen in Q1 by the sales, and the new stores in Q2.
Okay. Thank you so much. That answers my question. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star and one. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Devang from Shah Group. Please go ahead.
First of all, congratulations on a good set of number.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions. One is, we have guided for 1,000 crore revenue target for FY27. So just wanted to understand how much would be because of increase in MRP and how much would be the normal sales growth.
So if you see our SSG, always we have taken a target of 50-50, otherwise 5-6% of the SSG, we are looking for inflation. Obviously inflation has to be absorbed, that is 50-53%, and balance is from the volume growth. So approximately, if I say in this numbers as well, you have seen 8% of the volume growth in totality and 13% is total. That number would have been there. So we are expecting more in volume growth in coming season. So 18-19% growth for 1,000 crores we are looking at, definitely 10-12% of the volume growth and balance from the for the inflation. Little bit, yeah.
Sure. Secondly, what would be the working capital cycle? I know, understand you have given number for
100 to 105 days, sir. 100 to 105 days.
Okay. And my last question is more of a broader strategy question. The marketing spend typically is in the range of 2%.
Yeah.
And we are very low on debt or virtually zero on debt, right? Can't we accelerate our growth targets in terms of opening more stores? One is because we have sufficient headroom to take debt, and secondly, improve the visibility in terms of spending more on marketing. We have a very industry-leading EBITDA margin. So, more of a strategic question. Just wanted to understand.
We have opened 15 stores in Q1, and we plan to open around 30 stores in Q2. And for the marketing spend, we plan to increase our marketing spend with digital marketing, digital advertisements. So we are in the process of reinventing our the marketing strategy in the online space. So yes, you will see the change in the strategy in the sales in the marketing space.
Sure. And what was the online sale contribution for the quarter? I understand only yearly numbers again.
So last year we did online sales was 6%. This year we plan to do 8% from the online sales.
And what about the quarter?
Quarter, we did a little bit of dip in the quarter itself because of we are changing our software end-to-end integration. So that has taken some hit. So overall, if I take quarter, it is 5%.
And in terms of the gross margin and EBITDA for online sales versus your normal store sales?
Obviously, offline is more. Obviously, offline is more. Offline is more, more in terms of margin. But we are trying to operate it on a above EBITDA level for online business as well.
Great. That's it from my side. All the best for future quarters. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We would like to remind participants that to ask a question, please press star and one. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Deepal for closing comments.
Building on the record achievements of financial year 26, Cantabile has continued its strong trajectory in Q1 FY27, delivering sustainable growth, healthy consumer traction, and resilient financial performance. We remain focused on expanding our footprint enhancing customer engagement, and driving sustainable long-term value creation. We thank our stakeholders for the continued trust and support, and look forward to carrying this performance through the remainder of the year. We hope we have been able to answer your queries. Please feel free to reach out to our CFO or IR team for any clarifications or feedback. Thank you all.
On behalf of Canterbury Retail India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.